sun locked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. ABC has learned that the 27-year-old man who shot and killed four people at a New York City office building carried a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and asking that his brain be studied. He also made references to the NFL, whose offices are headquartered in that Park Avenue building. The suspect, Shane Tamura, had documented mental health history and played high school football. Police say he took his own life after the shooting. In Reno, Nevada, another deadly mass shooting.
Police say a suspect opened fire on a group of people outside the Grand Sierra Resort, killing three and wounding several more. Officers engaging the suspect in a shootout. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
ABC's Lana Louise. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the 21-month-old war. United Health Group, the largest healthcare company in the nation, falling short of profit expectations. It's issued a weak outlook for the rest of the year. This is ABC News. Nearly 200 million Americans are under heat advisories or warnings today. President Trump giving details of his falling out with his former friend, convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Stole people that work for him.
President describing what led to their falling out, that Epstein had hired Trump employees from Mar-a-Lago.
I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again. And I threw him out of the place, persona non grata. I threw him out. And that was it. I'm glad I did, if you want to know the truth.
We still don't know what information Ghislaine Maxwell may have provided to the Deputy Attorney General, but we do know she is serving a 20-year prison sentence, and she wants out.
Maxwell asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear her appeal. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders announcing he has had part of his bladder removed because of cancer. He tells reporters he's in good spirits. His prognosis is good. The cancer discovered during a routine health screening. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Tomorrow, a very special day at the Park Falls Farmers Market. It is Children's Day at the Farmers Market. They do this once a year at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. So tomorrow, bring the kids on down. Kids will have the opportunity to plant, to tour emergency vehicles, and receive market dollars to shop and to meet the people who grow their food. That's 2 to 5:30 tomorrow at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right here in Park Falls. And that's going on from 2 until 5:30 as a part of the normal farmers market here in Park Falls. Gas prices continue to fall here in the state of Wisconsin, while going up slightly nationwide. Lisa Hale has more on this story.
In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, and you can find more news at civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
Recently, Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Farmers First Act into Congress. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Let's take a listen in to Senator Baldwin as she describes why she introduced this bill.
Too many Wisconsinites in our rural communities don't have anywhere to turn when they need mental health help. And that has devastating impacts. The suicide rate among farmers and farm workers is 3.5 times higher than in the general population. And it's why I'm so proud to work to establish a program, which I was able to have success in creating in 2018 in the Farm Bill, specifically designed to connect farmers and farm workers and rural folks with the help that they need.
With uncertainty always looming over the heads of farmers, Baldwin feels that this bill is very important to help farmers through tough times moving forward. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Senator Baldwin made headlines again for introducing the Healthy H2O Act. This is an act that would provide grants for water quality testing and the purchase and installation of point-of-use or point-of-entry water quality improvement systems. This aims to provide safe drinking water for rural communities. In other news, the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds has gone through some upgrades, including in the bakery. This year, for the first time ever, they will be serving 3 flavors of cream puffs every day. These flavors are the original, chocolate, and strawberry. Taking a look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Elton's back with the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers are now practicing in pads. Center Elton Jenkins, who's been dealing with a back injury, is back on the field and says getting a pay raise is no longer an issue for now.
Right now, I'm not even thinking about that. It's more so just, you know, what I can do to help the team and just being present, you know what I'm saying, getting good with the offensive line, building chemistry with the quarterbacks and the offensive line.
Baseball. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs last night. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Christian Yelich, and another for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. Now the Brewers making a trade, picking up catcher Danny Jansen in exchange for a minor league player. The 30-year-old Jansen has spent most of his career with the Blue Jays. He's originally from Wisconsin, where he played for Appleton West High School. Catcher Eric Haas has been designated for assignment. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms developing in the overnight. Areas of smoke moving in as well, thanks to wildfires. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 60s. On Tuesday, any showers ending, we'll see mostly sunny skies, some smoke, and lower 80s. It's 63 at our studios.
Country.
said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Wish I had a car. Top rolled down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Riley's gonna talk to me. Morales is fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest news and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna do. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
the real thing.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think, think.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got a supper's. Take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down.
little sandy town. She spent the summer there, a couple houses down. Well, it was magic in the air when she caught my eye. We shared three short months and one long goodbye. She was the one that got away, the one that wrecked my heart. I should have never let her go, I should have begged her to stay. She was the one that got away. Down on Ocean Drive, she set my world on fire on the 4th of July. We wrote our names in the sand under the star-soaked sky, but it washed away like she did with a rising tide. She was the one that got away. Begged her to stay. She was the one that got away. Yeah. Now every summer rolls around, I'm looking over my shoulder, wishing I could see her face, wishing I could hold her. She was the one that got away. Spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
He's our guy. He's Jake Owen there in 98Q Country. We're going to look at about 82. Oh, good morning to you, by the way. Joel here on a Tuesday, the 29th of July. Wrapping this thing up here in the month of July real flat, fast with Flamborama coming up this weekend. We're looking for a high about 82, they're telling us today. Still going to be a little bit warm if you're not a big fan of the warm weather, but we did see some rain showers move in overnight. I think that may lessen that humidity a little bit today. Yesterday was really a nice day. I mean, it was warm enough, but it was nice. 82 today, 76 tomorrow, 74 on Thursday. Probably not going to get over 80 for the weekend. Probably 75 to 80 each day for Flamborama, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And other than a little bit of a chance of rain tomorrow, weekend right now looking mainly dry. That'll probably change, but again, should be real nice for Flamborama coming up this weekend. We have two more qualifiers for our laid-back summer recliner giveaway. The qualifier from yesterday has been texted. The text was just sent out moments ago. So we'll get a couple more qualifiers today, tomorrow. And if you don't qualify via the keyword on air, you can still be a last-minute qualifier Friday. We're going to be on the grounds broadcasting noon to 5. And all you need to do is just stop by and grab a ticket. And then on stage Friday night at 6, we'll welcome our 12 on-air qualifiers, and then we'll draw one of those tickets from the person who grabbed a ticket on Friday, and that will be the 13th and maybe the magical qualifier. Someone's going to win a $600 recliner, courtesy of Shawamigan Home Furnishings. We'll have it right there at our booth Friday from noon to 5, and if you win it, you got to throw it on your back and walk it home, or get a truck, or find somebody who has a truck. Because you get to take that thing home with you on Friday. How about them Brewers, huh? How about them Brewers? Boy, oh boy. Beat the Cubs yesterday. What was it, 8-4? We'll do it all again today, 6:40. First pitch. It's a pretty fun run for the Brewers, isn't it? The Brewers had some pretty good teams the past few years, but I don't know what it is about this team. It's just so much fun to watch. They're young, they're fast, contact. They seem to do the little things right, Coach Murph. Just seems to have them playing some pretty good fundamental baseball. 6:40, first pitch for you tonight. The Brewers and the Cubs, we got it for you right here. We've got a twice-an-hour news and sports update, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. ABC has learned that the 27-year-old man who shot and killed four people at a New York City office building carried a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and asking that his brain be studied. He also made references to the NFL, whose offices are headquartered in that Park Avenue building. The suspect, Shane Tamura, had documented mental health history and played high school football. Police say he took his own life after the shooting. In Reno, Nevada, another deadly mass shooting.
Police say a suspect opened fire on a group of people outside the Grand Sierra Resort, killing three and wounding several more. Officers engaging the suspect in a shootout. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
ABC's Lana Louise. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the 21-month-old war. United Health Group, the largest healthcare company in the nation, falling short of profit expectations. It's issued a weak outlook for the rest of the year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. If you enjoy live music, we've got plenty for you this week. What a week of live music, including Wednesday Night Live, Wednesday night at Old A Memorial Park, right in downtown Park Falls. That'll feature the music of Hip Pocket, 6 o'clock Wednesday night. Thursday, couple of options. You can go to Harvorama out at Empty Pockets, right on Highway 13 north of Park Falls. Shane Kronberger Band and Family and others will perform there Thursday night. And in Phillips at Elk Lake Park, it is their Thursday Music in the Park with the Strummin' Drummer. That'll start at about 6 o'clock Thursday night in Phillips. And, of course, the weekend full of free music for you right there at Flamborama on the north side of Park Falls. Friday at 5, you'll have music by Small Town Famous followed by Chris Cruzy. And then Saturday, you'll go back-to-back, of course, with music at 5 o'clock by that 90s band, followed by the music of Moniker. And then Sunday, it's Robbie V. Lots of live music for you all around the Northwoods coming up this weekend. You can always check out more info about these events at 98qcountry.com/events. Did you know that the DNR has adaptive equipment that you can borrow? Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds visitors that state parks, forests, and recreation areas offer a variety of universal recreation options across the state. With July being Disability Pride Month, the DNR is reminding of the equipment available to borrow, such as adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs and beach wheelchairs, and amenities such as accessible fishing piers, universal play areas, and barrier-free accessible cabins for camping.
Find more news at civicmedia.us.
Elton's back with the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers are now practicing in pads. Center Elton Jenkins, who's been dealing with a back injury, is back on the field and says getting a pay raise is no longer an issue for now.
Right now, I'm not even thinking about that. It's more so just, you know, what I can do to help the team and just being present, you know what I'm saying, getting good with the offensive line, building chemistry with the quarterbacks and the offensive line.
Baseball. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs last night. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Christian Yelich, and another for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. Now the Brewers making a trade, picking up catcher Danny Jansen in exchange for a minor league player. The 30-year-old Jansen has spent most of his career with the Blue Jays. He's originally from Wisconsin, where he played for Appleton West High School. Catcher Eric Haas has been designated for assignment. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Forward Bank of Phillips and Park Falls, who build strong foundations in the community and offer an array of unique services. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Up the Naw! Get ready for the third annual Harvorama this Thursday, July 31st in Empty Pockets on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin. Your unofficial but main kickoff to Flamborama Weekend. Enjoy Harvin Ben's famous wings and burgers, local food trucks, and live music all evening. Blues Drivers kicks off the night at 5 p.m. with high-energy jams until 7:30. Ben Shane Kronberg's entire family band, The Numbers, take the stage with classic rock. Bar opens at 11. $10 wristband specials include two drinks. Must be 21 and over to attend.
Gear up, folks, for the 72nd Flamborama in Park Falls. One of the longest-running community celebrations in the state, August 1st to the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with nonstop fun, food, entertainment, and more. Thank you, sponsors, for your continued support. Norvado, Park Falls Hardwoods, Park Falls Fire Department, Park Falls Police Department, Fiorio Wealth Advisors, LPK Dental, Dave Zesch Trucking, B&B Insurance, and everyone who donated their time and services during the weekend. See events at parkfalls.com.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
So, you've got your dream car, your dream girl in the passenger seat, and nothing but road in front of you.
Okay, slow down a little, yeah?
But this isn't a dream. This isn't a movie or a video game. This is real life. And in real life...
Look out! Look out! Look out!
There are real consequences. Speeding endangers you, your loved ones, and everyone else on the road. While speeding may seem like the quicker option, speeding catches up with you. This message is presented by NHTSA.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinched waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Starting Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Anderson's Auto Body. When you meet someone by accident, call Anderson's Auto Body first. They're experienced, skilled experts who will put your vehicle back together.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms developing in the overnight. Areas of smoke moving in as well thanks to wildfires. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 60s. On Tuesday, any showers ending, we'll see mostly sunny skies, some smoke, and lower 80s. It's 63 at our studios.
98Q Country.
I went to work for her that summer. A teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere. Wheat fields as far as I could see. Both needing something from each other. Not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening. Hot cup of coffee and a smile. In a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter. There was a softness in her eyes. And on the air there was a hunger. Even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder. To chase the lightning from the sky. Watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eyes. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me. nothing between us but the night. And when I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We got a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eyes. We had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind. Out there only dreams have been burning both ends of the night. The sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. Got a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind. Out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night, rushing headlong in the wind. Out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night.
Welcome to the summer.
Pretty hot, isn't it?
Summer Sound
98Q Country.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. The night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. Hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the so diamond, body so gold, and I don't want to let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna live.
double barrel bourbon on rocks. Well, it's a just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go.
Country.
Well, you're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little I'm sorry, or I love you, but you don't know how? And do you wish somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he yells at you? Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it. If there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending the old red, white, and blue, well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on. This is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, Bob. This is country music. God bless the USA. This is country music. Amarillo by morning. This is country music. Stand by your man. This is.
That's a good one. Brad Paisley, this is country music, 98Q. Joel here. We've got a keyword coming up after 7. I was looking at some of my morning prep today and some of the more interesting headlines on the morning prep that we're going to share coming up closer to 7:25 or so. I read the first four, and I was just like, what's going on here? So we'll push that back to about 7:25 when we chat a little bit there. We're gearing up. Flambeau Ramble weekend. I don't know about you, but it doesn't feel like it should be here yet. It's been a good summer. It's been a good summer weather-wise. Plenty warm, that's for sure. All around the country, plenty warm. The pattern of warmer weather continues all across the United States and up here, too. We'll see 82 today. Probably not going to see 80 over Flambeau Rama weekend, but it'll be close to it. 75 to 80 Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It looks like we may have gotten the rain out of our system last night. A little bit more probably lingering around tomorrow. But right now, the Flambeau Rama weekend is looking to be dry. And very nice, very nice. We'll see if that changes. We're looking forward to seeing you out there. We're going to be there Friday, broadcasting from the grounds, just telling you about what's going on. Things will get cranked up later Friday afternoon, Friday night. Saturday, we'll be out and about. Gray and Big G will be out at the car show, checking in there. And I'll be telling you about some arts and crafts stuff and the kids' events on Saturday. And Darla will be out and about. So if you can't be out there, we'll bring you the flavor of it, radio flavor anyway, Friday, and again Saturday morning into the early afternoon. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this 29th day of July off and run and take a moment here to focus on the family.
Life is busy for everybody. We spend so much time away from our homes that we never meet our neighbors. We pull into our garages and close the door behind us. And that's too bad, because life is better when it's lived in community. A lovely example of that recently went viral on social media. It featured 87-year-old Doug Turner, a widower who rang his neighbor Michelle's doorbell one winter morning. She had only lived in the neighborhood for a few months, but she recognized Mr. Turner from his daily walks up and down the street. When she opened the door, he greeted her with a smile and invited her to a neighborhood party he was hosting. Michelle smiled when she saw the invitation. It was hand-drawn, decorated with a snowflake made from paper, and read, "A celebration of winter, 4 p.m. until the cops show up." Once upon a time, neighbors talked across fences and porch railings. Now, we're too busy with work and kids and everything else that makes life go to get to know the people next door. But the need for community is wired into our souls. Something transcendent, even spiritual, happens when we connect over work, sporting events, or backyard barbecues. Our lives intersect in a deeply mysterious way. Community sustains us when we're weak and gives us a chance to bless others. Community brings neighborhoods and the people in them to life. For more to help you thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work, and he's calling his people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Gear up for Flambeau Rama in Park Falls. One of the longest-running community celebrations in the state starts August 1st through the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with carnival rides, a craft fair, frog jumping, softball, chalk drawing, Northwoods Community Credit Union sawdust dig, youth broadcasting, even a Park Falls Rotary pickleball tournament, and a whole lot more. Flambeau Rama is sure to be your family's fun weekend event. For more info and a complete list of events, see parkfalls.com.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
98Q Country.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun, the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stories of terrified office workers barricading themselves into conference room amid what turned out to be a mass shooting inside a New York City high-rise office building during the evening rush. Jessica Chen thought of her friends and family.
I texted my parents that I love them. I texted people good in my life that I love them. We were honestly really, really scared.
The gunman, identified as 27-year-old Shane Tamura from Las Vegas, shot five people, killing four of them, including an off-duty NYPD officer. ABC News has learned that Tamura had a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and made references to the NFL, which is headquartered in that building. Another mass shooting at a resort in Reno, Nevada, left three people dead and three wounded. No motive there. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern shoring up the details of their proposed merger. If allowed by regulators to move forward, the deal would create the first transcontinental railroad. This is ABC News. President Trump's pick to be the U.S. attorney for New Jersey. His former personal attorney, Alina Haba, had been the interim U.S. attorney, withdrew her nomination for the post. Then President Trump named her acting director, apparently restarting the clock on what is usually a 120-day temporary term. ABC's Peter Haralambos.
They've accomplished this goal of getting Haba in the job. And they've also opened up kind of a new front in the president's battle with the judiciary, at this point questioning what kind of authority he has to appoint these top prosecutors.
In Cambridge, Massachusetts, there's a defense attorney shortage that Democrats